Okay, we're on Mem Amud Beis. Omar of Ami, Omar Rav, and the others have the gear, so Omar Ravin. It's another continuation of what we had before, Ravin in the name of Rav, so we're bringing down the other things that Ravin said in the name of Rav. Maidichsi vi'ata ben Adam aseilucha klei gola. Yecheskel told the people they're surely going to go into Golas, and they should prepare themselves and make things that you need for traveling. What is that? Zuneru ka'ara, a ner. A ner means a lamp. The ka'ara, and a bowl to carry with you. Ushtiyach, and a mat to lie on. A sleeping bag.
Huh? Not a flying carpet.
No. A lying carpet. The Choser call, it says that you'll go into Galus and you'll have nothing. Omer Avami, Omer Rab, below Ner, below Shulchan. Right? You'll not have, the Choser call means you won't have the basic necessities. Some people think the Choser call means you won't have an iPhone, you won't have a whatever, but Choser call means you won't have the basic necessities of life, you won't have a lamp, you won't have a table. Rav Chisda Omar below Isha, you won't have a wife. Rav Sheshes Omar below Shamash, you won't have a Shamash. Rav Nachman Omar below Deya. The Iker is people who are missing Seichel. Because if you have Seichel, you can provide all the other things. If you don't have Seichel, all the other things are meaningless. Tana below Melach or below Revav. You won't have things to make your food taste good. Salt and grease. Omer Abaye, Naktin and Ein Oni Ela B'deya. Real Anias is only if you don't have any Seichel. This person with Seichel can improvise. If you don't have any Seichel, whatever you have, you're not going to know how to use. B'marova Amrei, D'do Be Kula Be. Whoever has Seichel, he has everything. D'lo D'do Be Ma Be. If he doesn't have Seichel, what does he have? Dokani machoser, and I think the Yun Yaakov says that there's two kinds of people. Some people are born with seichel, so if you have it, you have everything. If you weren't born with it, you don't have anything. Some people aren't born with it, but they can acquire it. So if you acquire that, you acquired everything. If you don't acquire that, you acquired nothing. Machoser, do lo koni makoni.
What is seichel? Common sense.
Common sense, yeah. Deya means das, means how to integrate the theory and the practice. Put it into practice. Practical knowledge. Okay. Rashi. Shtiyach or lecholalov. Rashi learns that it's a mat that you eat on. For others learn it means a sleeping bag. But it could be you ate on it and slept on it or whatever, since you didn't eat when you were sleeping, so it was free to put your food on when you were eating. Below Melech or below Revav, the Melef Malafis Bohu. It gives what's it called, taste to the food. Right? You use it to accompany the pas. Revav is Shuman. It's fat. The Dobe Kulebe, Mishiesh Bodas, Kemishiesh Bohakol. Sheino Nechser Klum. Like we said, because if you have das, you can improvise. Da koni ma choser. Mishikona das eino choser klum. Okay. Omer of Alexandra, Omer of Chia, Bar Abba. Now we're going back to Bikur Cholim. If you don't remember, we were speaking about that. And we stopped because of all of these memories from Ravin in the name of Rav. Now Omer of Alexandra, Omer of Chia, Bar Abba. Ein hachola omei bicholio achimoch no koven osav. When a person's sick, it's obviously because of Averis. And now if it's even not because of Averis, other things, once a person's sick, the Gemara says in Shabbos, they open up his file. So he's in a matzav where now it's harder to get better because he would need more zechuyos and more nisim to get better. So they now examine his whole file. So if he gets better, it must be that they were mochel his avonos. Shenemar hasoleach lechol avonaychi harofe lechol tachluaychi. Before Rofei lechol tachluaychi, kam soleach lechol avonaychi. Rav HaMenuna Omar chozer li mealumav. He becomes like a newborn person. Shenemar rutapash besoro minoar yoshuv limei ulumav. It's going on people who are sick and got well, and they become mamish like young people again. They start over again. Rashi chozer limei ulumav nasa ketinik shalotam tamchei, comes like a newborn person. Shenemar rutapash kolomer keshas rotu vupash. Right, he's fresh, what's it called? Rotu means, what's the word? Full of what?
Vigor.
Yeah, but it's not vigor. Rotu means wet. Right?
Wet.
Full of what?
Wet behind the ears.
Right, well, yeah, it means, what's it called? It means he's, old and dried out. Right? Fresh and full of juices. Uposh, full of it. Pruvu is pushusgu. He's full of juices. Minoar minachol yoshuv kamoshi hayubim mevilov. He comes like a young person again, meaning his sins are forgiven. He like starts a new daf. Kol mishkavu hafachto becholyo. Omer Rav Yosef lomar demashkach limudo. A person's sick to a certain degree, he forgets his learning. Rav Yosef cholash, and Rav Yosef himself, what's it called, experienced this. He got sick. Iyakar le lemudei, and he forgot all his learning. Ahadri Abaya kamei, and Abaya used to remind him of what he learned. Hainu the bechol duchta amrina, many times we have Omer of Yosef, lo shmiya li hadosh maiser. Yosef said, I never heard this vort. Omer le Abaya, atam risa ni halon. You told us this vort. Umihomas nisam risa, and you told us this is the source. Ni halon. Right, so you see that Abaya used to remind Rav Yosef of his learning. Kol mishkavo hafachto becholyo, kol seder hatzos limudo hamesuder lo neapach lo becholyo mishkacho. Forgets his learning. Not only they forget it completely, but it becomes not organized. Okay, ki havi gomer Rebbe klas asrei api hilchasa agmrei l'rabchi. What's it? So Rebbe learned 13 different versions of the Mishnah. Originally, what did Rebbe do? He made one uniform version of Torah Shebaal Peh. Before him, there were 13 different versions. He took Reb Meir's version. Reb Meir was Stam Mishnah's Reb Meir, so he took Reb Meir's version. But there were other Tanoim had different versions. It wasn't different halachas. It just was different ways of bringing out the Torah Shebaal Peh. Some were more verbose, some were more concise, some went according to one shita, some held like a different. So Rebbe took all of them and he made one common thing. Shaila whether he actually wrote it down or not. Not all the Rishonim hold that Rebbe wrote the Mishnah. The Rambam holds he wrote the Mishnah. The Rashi in Bava Metzia says he didn't write it. He just organized it. Later on, it was written later on after Rebbe. In any case, but he organized it into one uniform way that everybody learned this one uniform way, and that was usually the Reb Meir's version. So he learned, Rebbe himself learned all 13 different versions of Torah Shebaal Peh, which we call today the Mishnah. But it was 13 different versions of the Mishnah. And he taught Reb Chiya, his son, seven of them. So Marsha says, we find the number 13 is a very significant number. He doesn't explain why though. 13, there's what's it called, Shloshesrei Midos Shatorin Nidreshes Bohem. The Rambam has Shloshesrei Korim. 13 is a very prominent number. Pashas, the number 13 is the number of Achdus. Because 13 in Gematria is Echad. So 13 is, I think the Maral says, 12 is the sides of a cube, 12 sides of a cube, and the midpoint is the 13th, which it all converges together. So if you, in space, 12 is the totality of space, and the 13th puts it all together. That's why there are 12 Shvatim, and Lasid Lavo, Levi, and Ephraim and Asher count, there'll be 13 Shvatim. And that's the Achdus, Echad, is 13. And others say, I think the Iyun Yaakov says, the reason of 13 is because there are 49 gates of wisdom, and there are four dargas, pardes, pachat, remesh, drush, and sod. So that means for each of them, there are 12. That comes to 48. And the 49th is a mixture of all of them. So if you put a little bit of the 49th with each one, you got 13. So there are 13 different versions is what's it called? One quarter of the pshat, remesh, drush, and sod is the 13. And 7 is the ikkar of those 13 is 7. 7 we find is also an ikkar number when it comes to zman, when it comes to time. So 13 has to do with space and 7 has to do with time. So he taught him 7 of the 13 that he learned.
What? Cube has six sides, but it has 12 edges.
12 faces.
Edges,
okay, 12 edges. Right. Not sides, right, edges, right. The lines that make up the cube. Okay, so Sof Cholesh Rebbe, right, so he got sick and he forgot his learning. So Ahad Rebchia Kamei Hano Shiva Api Da Agmari. So Rebchia reminded him of the 7 that he learned, but 6 were missing. Shisa Ozdu. So 6 were missing. Havehahu katsra, there was a cleaner, a washerman, a cleaners, whatever it's called, a laundryman. Haveshmiel leila Rebbe kadahave gorislo. So he used to hear Rebbe learning, right? Ezra should have learned this gemara. What's it called? He used to heard the guy who owns Mr. Koveis. It's my chavrus. So he used to hear Rebbe learning, and he knew all 13. He heard him and he memorized all 13 Siddur Mishnayos. So also Rabbi Chiya v'gomer Yasson kamei katsa. So Rabbi Chiya went and learned the other 6 from the laundryman. For also v'hadar Yasson kamei Rebbe. And then he went and taught it back to Rebbe. So now Rebbe got back all his 13 ways. Kadhavi chazi le Rebbe lahu katsa. When Rebbe would go to the cleaners or he would see this cleaners guy, Omer le Rebbe ato asiso sivi eschiya. You made me and you made Chia. Ikad the Amri Hachi Kamerlei. Ato Asisa is Chia. The Chia also see. You made Chia and Chia made me. So somebody says that Shaila was, how did Reb Chia learn from this laundryman? Either he learned it completely and then he gave it over to Rebbe. So first he made Chia and then Chia made me. Or no, when he learned from the laundryman, he wasn't sure what was going on. He gave it over to Rebbe, and Rebbe told him clearly what it was. So the laundry man didn't make Chia, but he made me and Chia together. Okay. Rashi. Tleis Rabbi Hilchasa, Shahoya Shona Limudo Beidgim upon him. Shisa Azilei Shishachem, Katsra Koves. Ata Siso Sivias Chia, the Gomer Lahu, the Cholam Alamed, is Ben Chavero Torah, Malo Lavakosu, Kilo Aso. Somebody teaches somebody else's story, make it look like he made him. Shinemra Viesa Nefesh Asher Osu Bechorin. Okay. Omer Alexandria, Omer Abchia Baraba, Godel Nation Nasal Chola, Yosemina Nation Nasal Chanani Mishov Azaria. Person who gets well is bigger than the nation that was done to Chanani Mishov Azaria. Why? Because a person is sick, usually has fever. So Shechananya Mishov Azaria Eishel Hedyon. Right, they were saved from physical fire. V'akol Yechol Machavos, anybody could put out a fire. V'zeshel Chola, but the heat, the fire that consumes a fever, that consumes a sick person, Shel Shomayim He. That's not regular. You can't, call the fire department and put out a fever. Right, that's Min HaShomayim. U'miyochol Lechavosa. There you can't just put it out. So it's a nes. Omer of Alexander, Omer of Chia Baraba, Vamri Lo, Omer of Shub and Levi, Kivin Shigia Kitzo Shalodom, Hakol Moshlimbo. When a person's time is up, that's the Rabban Shom uses any way to get rid of him. It says there's another pasuk that they use for this, Ein Shulton Biyom Hamavis. When the time is up, that's it. There's no, you're not shleeped over anything, everything has shleeped over you. Shinemer Vahoyakom Motsoy Yargeni. Cain said, that if the gzeira is on to me to kill me, anybody who finds me is going to kill me. Right? The Rebbe Shimon will find any means to carry out the sentence. Rav Omer min hadenkra. Learn from the following pasuk. L'mishpatecha omdu hayom ki hakol avodecha. If a person has a mishpat against him, then everybody is kol avodecha. Everyone is the Rebbe Shimon's servant to carry out that mishpat. Now the Gemara gives examples. Rabba Bar Shila Amrule Shochiv Gavra Gavoa. Right? Rabba Bar Shila said that a very tall guy was, what's it called, was killed. Havi Rochiv Girdona Zutra. And he was riding on a low donkey. This guy was a real Gavra. And the donkey was a little donkey. Mata Titura Istuyet Shadye. So they came to a bridge, and the donkey went crazy and threw him off into the water, and he died. The Koshochit. Kari al Naf Shayla Mishpatech Omdo Ayom. So it's this pasuk. When the guy's time was up, even the little donkey got rid of this big, hefty guy. Shmuel Chaziyahu Kroksa Da Akrava. Right? Shmuel saw a scorpion, Yasiva ala Kroksa, that it was on the back of a frog. And the frog swam the scorpion across a pond, the Ovranar, across a lake. Tarka Gavra, and the scorpion got on the other side of the lake, he bit somebody, Umayas, and the guy died. Korali Alei, so he said, this is a case where Mishpatecha Omdu Hayom Akol Avadecha. The Rav Hashem wanted the scorpion to get this guy, and the scorpion couldn't go through the lake, so the Rav Hashem gave him a ferry to ferry him across the frog. Omar Shmuel, Rashi Rashi, Hakol Moshlimbo, yeah, le Hamiso, Afilu Zvuv, Afilu Yitush, like it says by Titus, right? You got even a flea can get somebody, right? Mosquitoes can kill people. Mishpatecho Amdu Ayom Kol Avadecho, Kivin Shenishbat B'Yeshiva Shomala. Once he has the verdict against him in the Yeshiva Shomala, Hakol Nasu Avodim Shla Kodesh Baruch Hu Yiparina. And the Rebbeim uses every means to carry out the sentence. Gavra Gavoa Havirachid Gurdnat Zutuk Preda Ktana. Big hefty guy was riding on a little mule. Titura Gesh. They came to a bridge. Vistoyit Nispachta Ha Preda. The donkey got scared and went crazy. The shad yamina, he threw the guy off him. The shochev, and he drowned. The afopisha prayed the mucha, the iu haya aruch kolkach, even though the donkey was low and he was a big, hefty, high guy, right, tall guy, the lo nofel ma'at meis, and he didn't fall that far off of him. The meis still, he died. Akroksa tzvardeya is a frog. The akravenu yocholoshu benar. The scorpion can't go through the water, can't swim. So he got a ride on the back of the frog. Omar Shmuel, you only visit sick people similar to people who have fever. Right, so what does that exclude? Lafuke mai. Right, why do you visit people who are sick with other things too? But it has to be similar to fever and not what? Lafuke hadatanya, Rabbi Yosi bar ben Prata, Omer, Mishum Rabbi Lezer, Ein mevakrim lo choli minayim. You don't visit people who have stomach ailments because it's embarrassing for them. Velo choli ha'ayin, and not people who have eye diseases. Velo mechushi harosh, and not people who have headaches. So mishlo mecholi minayim mishum kisufa. People who have stomach problems, it's embarrassing for them. So unless the person wants you to visit them, you shouldn't visit them because you're embarrassing them. They're going to have to get up and go to the bathroom or whatever. Elecholi ha'ayin amichushi rosh maitaima. Why shouldn't you visit people who have eye problems or headaches? Mishum d'Rav Yehuda. D'om Rav Yehuda dibura kashi le'eino umale le'eshosa. Right? Talking hurt. If a person has eye sickness, it's damaged by talking. And therefore, what's it called? He doesn't want visitors. He's not interested in talking. Same thing goes with headaches. The Aleph, right. Kashula Eino Leshosa. So therefore, what's, Umali Leshosa. But it's good for fever. People with fever, it's good to talk. So it's good to visit people with fever, but it's not good to visit people with eye diseases. Omar Rava, Hai Ishta. Right. When it comes to fever, ilav de parvanta de malach le mofa, sometimes fever kills a person. Right? A person can die from a high fever. Right? If it wouldn't be for that, male kechizra ridiklet. Right? It's good like thorns that protect a palm tree that fever is a very positive thing. Fevers are therapeutic also. Chad l'taltin yomin, right? The chitirake legufa, right? It's once in 30 days good to get a fever. It cleanses your body. Rashi ki chizra l'dikla, kimoha atad shemakif adekel, just like the thorn surrounds the palm tree, umegin the pears and protects the fruit. People can't get too close to touch it. Fever also is therapeutic once every 30 days. But it's not a good thing to have because it could get out of hand and it could kill you. And it's like a tirake, it's like some kind of potion for the body. I don't want the fever and I don't need the potion. I just stay well. Tirake, okay. Okay, stop. We learned more than an omelet today, so we have credit.